what we have considered by Kevin Burr. So if somebody is nisnade, b'chalei, so then it requires yud niyodam hatla. Now, I just want to point out one thing, because since we are learning this Gemara, so it's very likely that one of you, some of you, maybe all of you, might have a cholem of that sort. So in such a case, you will not require a Torah. Because the Taz says in the Shabbos, now the halacha is, if somebody has a tiny chaleim, a chaleim ra, so if nafshi agumo, so he's allowed to fast on Shabbos. He's allowed to fast on Shabbos. So the Taz says, that's only the nature of the chaleim, the subject matter of the chaleim ra, was not something that he pondered upon in his waking hours. So then we say, chaleim echot mishishim b'nivue, so he's mutali sanis, if nafshi agum, mutali sanis. Masha'im keinif, the subject matter of the chaleim ra, whatever it is. But if the subject matter of the chaleim ra was something that he thought about and pondered upon in his waking hours, so then it's a natural thing to have it, to dream about it. So mainly we cannot say in regard to such a chaleim, chaleim echad mishishim lingui. So it's mistaber that the same thing, that the Taz in Cheshabes does not discuss it in connection with nidu b'chaleim, but the same ondes. Because why do we say nidu b'chaleim tzorich yudneyon? Let's see what the Ran says. Nidu b'chaleim tzorich hasor b'neyodom v'hatalim. Lifi she'efsher shebishlichus hamokim nisnadom. Shebishlichus hamokim nisnadom. Ulifichoch tzorich hasor l'hatirei sheshchino imon. Sheshchino imon. Now, so in other words, why do we say shebishlichus hamokim nisnadom? Because chalei nechad mishishim b'mvua, the Gemara says in Brachas. So that's only if the subject matter is not something that he thought upon in that he pondered upon in the waking hours. But if the subject matter is something that he pondered upon in the waking hours, so then we don't say that the echod mishishim nivui, it has a spark of nivui. Some melee, he would require it. All right. Lifishev tzorich b'shlichus hamokim nisnado, ulifichoch tzorich hasor la'atir sheshchino imon. So the Gemara says, "V'yehudi toni hilchesed." Only which yud neodom can be matter the nidu? Only if they learn haloches. In other words, if they teach it to others, milamid lachir. Avol masne v'loy toni loy. V'yehudi masne hilchesed. Kleima di masne lachir. Avol toni b'luchud loy. The loy chshive kol hay. But then there is another gears. V'yehudi gal se. So the Tony Hilchese. That's the girsa in our text. The Tony Hilchese, but that's not the girsa that the Ran accepts. Kilei Magimor, Avol Masne Kilei Vamishne Luchudvoy. So we have two girsas. According to one girsa, there is no distinction whether you learn Mishnayos or Gemore. The distinction consists in learning by yourself or in learning with others. And according to other girsa, so there's a distinction between learning Mishnayos and learning Gemara, because learning Gemara is a higher matrege than learning Mishnayos. Alright. Avol mas leiton eloy, vile keliton hilchese, afilu mas leiton vile ke leizel, and suppose he doesn't find 10 Jews who learn aloches, who teach aloches. V'leke leizu v'leisech ha'porash ha'zdroch v'yo v'shalmel v'yud adi mikrele asoro digamri ilchese. So who is capable of being matter than idu? Only asoro digamri ilchese. But shlomel v'yud, this is a temporary measure. Alright, let's see the Rambam. V'yo v'shalmel v'asoro metech sheyoshivu l'yisholem yaginu olov min ha'yisum. So in other words, so the fact the 10 plain Jews, will respond shalom to him, so that in itself will be making all of the Naisu. We'll make all of the Naisu. the Mikla Asor. Alright. Omalai Rabin El Ravash. Yoda Man Shamtei. Maru Del Yishralei. Suppose he knows it all happened by Chalei, but he knows who the Menadi is. It's a certain Rav, the Menadi. B'Chalei, he saw that a certain Rav was Menadi. So the question is, can he go to this Rav, and even though he's just a single person, not 10 Jews, and that single person will be able to be Menadi? Because suppose there was a real need to buy one person. So then he can be Matia. So the question is, where he saw B'Chalein that a certain person was Menadehim, can the same person be Matanim? So, Madelish, Omalei, Lishabute, Shabishliach, Limishal, Lishabishliach, Omalei, Rabach, Rabashe, Shamte, Bisholi, Bechelmemai, Omalei, כשם שאי אפשר לברבר מטבן, כך אי אפשר חלום דונטן. יודה מה נשמתי, מה הוא דיל ישראל? שהרי כל מי שמנעתי ביודה להתה. לשמתי שב ישליח. So the Gemara said, לשמתי שב ישליח, למי שחלי, לא ישב ישליח. In other words, so even though בחלים he saw that a certain rov was מנעתי him, but that does, so if we say that חלים מחוק משישים למבואה, so we apply it only ligabe the needle itself, but not ligabe the heter. So the mishal lo yishavishliach. Now shamtei, so lishamutei shavishliach na shamayim. But lishrui alei lo yishav. Now suppose in the chaleim he saw that he was nisnade and that he was nita. So he says no. He still requires nibu, a heta nibu, by 10 Jews. Kishem sheyefshal barba liteven, kach yefshal chalim glante. Kishem sheyefshal barba liteven, asher yitei chaleim, ma liteven is abba. Alright, now, v'tzorichim, b'mi shenidu b'chaleimei, im tzorich lineg b'chol dinei minudei, u'mistabali di'afal gav di'amrin en hoche, b'mi shenidu b'chaleimei, tzorich heter, en rilmit mikan, למי שנודע בחלים שיצור חטא. דיוכה הנתיימה משמדיקה למימה שמנשמה ימודו. מה שאין למה כן בנד. אלא שאולייסי לרשבוס על בתשובה שמה יישא בו לפונו ויצריכה. Now, so there is a מחלקס לשני. There is a מחלקס לשני. So, between the Ran and the Rashi. According to the Ran, so נדעו בחלים יצור חטא. But, נודע בחלים is a יצור חטא. According to the Rashbo, so even in Neder B'Chalei also requires Neder, also requires Hatom. Now we have to understand, I mean, that's Billy Ploy. How can in Neder B'Chalei be effective? There is Aloche, Pib and Nibishom. So if it is b'chaleim, so it's not people who be shoving. There's aloha for them b'shvue. What kind of a neder is it? So it shouldn't be better than a neder b'toyis. So neder b'toyis is null and void. It doesn't require a Torah. So a neder b'chaleim is better than a neder b'toyis. Than a neder b'toyis. So we have to understand. So that's the reason as to why the Ran rejects the sheet of Rashba. But what is the sheet of the Rashba? What is the sheet of Rashba? Of course. I mean, we have to say one thing, that the Rashba, what we said in regard to Nidu B'Chaleim, so in other words, so it will apply, will certainly apply to Neda B'Chaleim according to the Rashba. In other words, if somebody was thinking about a certain Neda, and then B'Chaleim took the Neda, so certainly doesn't require a Torah, even according to the Rashba. But, so the sheet of the Rashba is, for the same reason, that Nidu B'Chaleim is Torah HaTorah. Why? Because Chaleim is Echot Mishishim B'Mivu'eh. If it is something that he never thought about, so it's Echot Mishishim B'Mivu'eh, so Mele Neder B'Chaleim also. But the question is, by Neder there is no Aloche, by Nidu, there is no Aloche of Odom Mishvu'eh, of Pil B'Mishav. There is no such Aloche. On the contrary, the Gemara says, Nidu Al Tnai Tzorech HaForet. let's say neder al tnai, with the tnai, if somebody says shvur shaloi eichot kikazeh, imei eichot kikazeh. Somebody more said shvus that when it becomes, if he says shvur shaloi eichot kika number one, imei eichot kika number two. So when is yosa to eat kika number one? If he ate kika number two, why? Because if the tnai was not niskayim, so then it's, so it's not pivoli bishalim, it's not odom bishvue. So, but by nidu, there is aloche, even nidu al tnai is tolchar for it. So in other words, so there is no aloche of pivoli bishalim, ligabi nidu. So in melee we can understand the aloche, so we can understand the aloche of nidu b'chaleim tzolach ha-tore. But what bearing does it have of paneda b'chaleim? Now, I don't want to delve into it, but there is a aloche of nizir ha-shimshim. So there is a machlikes tanoim in Nozir as to whether one can be matvis in nizir ha-shimshim or he cannot be matvis in nizir ha-shimshim. רב יהודה אימי אמר זה שימשים מותר לטעם למייסים שכי מצינו בשימשים שניתנו רב שימן אימי רואים אמר זה שימשים לא אמר כלום שאולי מצינו בשימשים שיוצא נזיר הסמפי so there is a מחלקת between רב יהודה and רב שימן as whether one can be matvis in נזיר השימשים according to רב שימן he cannot נזיר השימשים was a unique kind of a נזירס it's a unique kind of a נזירס so daloche every other nozir so he's also in three things in tiglachas in siyas yayin and in tumas meisi shimshen was also in tiglachas he is also in yayin but he was not also in tumas meisi so shimshen was a nozir al pi adimu al di amaloch v'nivuye he was a nozir so Reb Shimon says in as much as shimshen himself became a nozir al pi adibu. So if somebody today will be matvis b'nizir ha-shimshim, it's not chal, because it's not matvis b'davar ha-nodo. It's not matvis b'davar ha-nodo. And Rabbi Yehuda says that one can be matvis in nizir ha-shimshim. So it is considered davar ha-nodo. Now, we're not concerned now with this question as to whether nizir ha-shimshim is davar ha-nodo or not. That is an inyan in nozir. It's not an inyan here. But the question is, the whole Indian of Nizir HaShimshem. So the Karnir HaNozir discusses it. I mean, how can there be such a Nozir? If one could not take a Niziris, that he should be Mutar Itam HaMezi. There couldn't be such a Niziris. So how could Shimshem be such a Nozir? So the answer is, that was Al Pi Adibo. All right, so we understand. There was Al Pi Adibo. Because there is Aloche, Eil of Tishmo. So if a Novi says, we have to do it. But that's only aloha lefisho. Eil of Tishmo. So if Eliyahu Bar Carmel was makrif kochim b'chutz, so it was eiroa sho lefisho. Eil of Tishmo. But here we see from Rabbi Yehuda that nidei v'seilom. One can be matvis in the Niziras of Shimshem. So obviously, the Niziras of Shimshem in respect to Shimshem himself was not a temporary thing. It was something that has significance l'deiris, because if it had been just a temporary thing, how could there be atfos eleilom void atzim kol adeiris? So the Karneiro in Ozir says a very reasonable thing. He says that one of the dinei haTorah is that a person could become in Ozir al piyadim. That's one of the dinei haTorah. Now ein ovir hashoy lechadish dovo. So then you ask Kikashe, how is it that when the Bis HaMikdash was built, so it was built in accordance with the Nevuah of God HaChizkiah? How is it that when the second Bis HaMikdash was built, so it was built in accordance with the Nevuah of Chagai Yisrael Malach? How is it that in Mesa Mashiach, the Bis HaMikdash was built in accordance with the Nevuah of Yechezkel Hanavi? But you know, we are sure the answer is, here there is a Gzeiras HaKosuv. ככל אשר נאמר לך, אסתבניס המשכון, ואסתבניס כל כלו וכן תעשו. וכן תעשו, זה לגמור עם שמונה סז, וכן תעשו לדיריס. So that's one of the things of Torah, that the Bisa Mikdosh has to be constructed according to the specifications of Pi Adibu. So that this Pi Adibu is an integral part of the thing of Torah. Yoreski Kashe, Einovi is Nismane al Pi Adibu, al Pi Novi. Einovi Kashe Lechadish Dovo, that's the Aloche. Asher Yifchar Adi Shem. So that's one of the dinah Torah. So here too, the Karaleiro says, the reason is why there can be atfose in Zira Shimshen, even though today one cannot, this is what the Karaleiro assumes, I mean it's not such a double portion, but the Karaleiro assumes like that, that today a person could not become affected with Zira Shimshen without recourse to atfose in Zira Shimshen. Let's say, suppose a person will say, I want to become a unique kind of nozi. A nozir that is also in Sies Yayin, a nozir that is also in Tiklachas, but he is mutal itam lemeis. But he doesn't say he is matris in Zira Shimshin. So the Karnero assumes that this kind of Zira is not Chav. But, so why, how can one become that kind of nozir, that kind of unique nozir, by being matris Shimshin? Because he is matris below another. So it is below another, even though it is it didn't take Miziras himself, Shimshen. The Malach was Mazirei. So in the same way as Matris Bipreya, according to one Tane, is considered Matris of Anodo, so here too. So that's another question. But we see from this that Nizira Shimshen is not a temporary measure. Because if it had been a temporary measure, so there couldn't be Atvos. Couldn't be at was if it's a temporary measure. Now, so the question, so it's a aloha of Lideris. It has eternal significance. The Indian of Nizira Shimshen. So how can it have eternal significance? The answer is, so the Karaleiro Inosia says, because that's one of the dinator. That's one of the dinator that one can become a nozia through two ways. One way of becoming a nozia by neder taken by himself, that's one way. Ishki Yafli, Lin the neder, Nozer Hazrat Hashem. And then there is another halacha, and that is Mikubul Meshe B'Sinai. That is an integral part of the Torah Shebal Peh. That if that one can become affected with the Dushas Nozir, Al Pi Adibu. So it's not that if Al Pi Adibu, if there is a Pi Adibu, you be in Nozir. So we could say, without this Gemara, that one can be matter in Nizira Shimshen. So you could explain the whole Indian of Nizira Shimshen that it was a temporary measure, and just as Eliyahu was allowed and was even mechuyev to be makrif kochim bechutz, to be makrif genevi abal, so yesh novi be keach lakadov natere, so in novi lefisho has a keach to be even to be a keach. So here too, so lefisho Shimshen was muzo not to drink wine, and that's called Nizires, but there's nothing to do with general Nizires. Maybe it wouldn't be Shayach Hatvos, but since Hatvos is Shayach, so we see that the Nizires, the significance of Nizires Shimshen was not just a temporary measure of Erev Tishmon, because the Novi told Shimshen, you are not allowed to drink wine, you're not allowed to be Migaleach. It's not a new mitzvah if you show by Novi. No, there was a Halishem Nozir. There is a Halishem Nozir. How can there be a Halishem Nozir if a Novi says a new Aloche, so is a Novi Asheker? The answer is that just as there is Aloche, just as Aloche that Bisamigdosh has to be built al Pida Adibu, just as the Aloche that a Melech is Nismane al Pida Adibu, so too, just as there is Aloche that a Milchome is conducted al Pida Adibu, so here too, and there is a halacha that one can become a nozir al pi adibu. This is some melee, but we don't know any historical facts of anyone becoming a nozir al pi adibu except Shimshon. But that is a halacha l'deiris. Let's say if now a novi will come and he'll declare al pi adibu and he'll be a novi emes, that a certain person is a nozir. So he is a nozir. So he's not a nozir mitzad el of Tishmon. Because that's the one of the dinah Torah. Just as the Bisa Mikdosh was built. Alpinovi. Alpinivui of God Achize. So it's el of Tishmon. That's one of the dinah Torah. So I just want, to add one point to modify the Keren Ayor. It's not that it's one of the Dinei HaTorah that there is an afloy of Nezires al Pi HaDibur. There is one of the Dinei HaTorah is that there is afloy in general al Pi HaDibur. So just as there is a halacha, just as the Keren Ayor says, there are two Dinei of Nezir, two ways of becoming a Nozir, even through a self-imposed Kabbalah or by al Pi HaDibur. So every neder has effect al Pi HaDibur. So one can become bound by neder in two ways. Either because he formulates himself, and then it has to conform to the halacha of Pivli Bishomim, everything. And then one can become bound by neder al Pi HaDibur. Any neder, any afloye, nizires, neder, shvue. So if somebody will become, if let's say a novi will come and be mashbi al Pi HaDibur a certain person, so that shvue will be hal on that person, and all the dinim of shvue will apply. Now, so as far as the imposition of a neder through one's own afloye is concerned, so there is aloche, the rabbonim of Rav Shimon say, that even if he was said harini nozem nachalzen, so he's not chaldavon. But as far as the effectiveness of nizires al Pi HaDibur is concerned, so it all depends of what al Pi HaDibur was mazerin. The al Pi HaDibur was mazer shimshen only from yain and tiglachas, was not mazer shimshen. The al Pi HaDibur was not mazer shimshen from tumas beisi. So it's not a aloche. In other words, it's more mistaken to say, once we say what the Keren Ayor says, that Nizires al Pi HaDibur is one of the Dinei HaTorah. One of the Dinei HaTorah. So it's more mistaken that it's not just Nizires al Pi HaDibur is one of the Dinei HaTorah. Hafloy al Pi HaDibur is one of the Dinei HaTorah. Some in Meile, the Rashba holds that just as we say that Nidu b'chalim tzoruch yud ne'odom. Why? Because Chaleim is Echad Mishishim Bin Vue, Echad Mishishim Bin Vue, so Mimele Nidu can also be Al Pi HaDibur. So of course, if Al Pi HaDibur, so someone is Minude, so there can be Nid Al Pi HaDibur. The Gemara Mitkotten says that all the Israelites in the Arboim Shono, Al Pi Din had a Din of Minude. How were the Minude? It's not that Meshe Rabbeinu was Minade then. Meshe Rabbeinu wasn't Minade the Israelites. They were Minud al Pi HaDibur. So Nidu can be al Pi HaDibur today too. If al Pi HaDibur, it will be al Pi HaDibur that a certain Jew is Minude, a certain person, a Jew or a non-Jew is Minude, so he is Minude. So it's not only that we shouldn't stand in his Daladames mit underscore of Elof Tishmor. So like any other Tzivu, Lifishor, no. There is a special aloche that one can be Minude al Pi HaDibur. Minude al Pi HaDibur. So Mimele, on account of the fact that Chaleim is Echad Mishishim Nivoyei Chaleim, and a remote subject matter, not something that a person never pondered upon, is Echad Mishishim Nivoyei. So Mimele Midrabonon, of course, the is not Echad Mishishim Nivoyei, it's only a spark of Nivoyei. And when the Gemara says Echad Mishishim, what does it mean Echad Mishishim? Echad Mishishim means a nitzutz, that's what it means. Shishim is an expression, because we say bottle Mishishim. So in other words, it's an insignificant thing. So since it's only a spark, a nitzutz of nevuah, even an unusual dream is only a nitzutz of nevuah, and even that kind of a dream, so we say, we apply the posse, kishem she'ef shalom v'avoli teben, the kachiyef shalom chaleim v'li lorim keilim. So of course, midraise is not nude, because it's only echot b'shishim nevuah, but midrabonon is minude. So the Rashba says, but afloy al Pi HaDibur is also afloy. So afloy al Pi HaDibur mamesh, not echot mishishim of al Pi HaDibur. But echot, but al Pi HaDibur mamesh will be effective with the Raisa and Ubeiba Bol Yachol. If a Novi or Emes will come and say to a certain person, al Pi HaDibur, that he's minuda of something, he's noda of something, so Ubeiba Bol Yachol. But, midrabonon, so the same derabbanon that applies to nidu b'chaleim tzorchid neodom applies to neder b'chaleim. So in Meila we cannot ask but it has to be Pivili Bishov. We cannot ask the Pivili Bishov. Now the Chasam Sefer is Mechadish Achidish. That even according to the Rashi, that Neda B'chaleim is a Neda, but it has to be that kind of a Neda that if Behokis is effective. In other words, if he took a Neda of Nidri Yisa, or Nidri Mitz, like Stoke, Hegdesh, or according to some Rishonim, all mitzvahs, so then the Rashba holds that if the same chaleim took place, if the same neder took place, b'chaleim is effective. But suppose b'chaleim he took a neder to eat or to go to a certain place, so even if he took it b'hokitz, it wouldn't be chal. Even if he took it b'hokitz, it wouldn't be chal. So how can it be chal mit rabbonon when it was taken b'chaleim? That's it. That's the chasam.
Besides the two Yosefs, so the Rashba mentions the Tukshot. Even in the same Yosef, they are Tukshot. Omer Rabbeinu Ravashi, Yoda Manshamte, Omer Magnishmi, Omer Shamuti Shabishmiya, Mishmi Shabishmiya, Omer Rabachel Ravashi Shamte Shor, Hamai, Oshim Shem Shor Baruch Tevin, Kachim Chayim Barante. Now, so the Gemara before says, so we do the Chalim Tzor with the Rebbe Ma'atel. Who is the Chalim Tzor? Now, so the Gemara before says, so we do the Chalim Tzor with the Rebbe Ma'atel. Who is the Chalim Tzor? Our master will come with you. So he also has two Pshati. Two dresses to two Pshati. Whether it means those ten Jews who run in a hearing, they can be Ma'atiya. But if they are not Muhammad Ahayyad, they can go to learn by themselves.
Our master will come along. So here we also have two Pshatim. Two verses to two Pshatim. Whether it means those ten Jews who Muhammad Ahayyad, they can be Matiya. But if they are not Muhammad Ahayyad, they can go to learn by themselves. Haloches, Gimore. So they cannot be Matiya. Or it means we don't Yilches say, the 10 Jews who learn Gemara Haloches, Lafuke, those who should learn just Mishnayos. So that's to shot him in that. Ava Afilu, Afil Masloiter, Vileke, Lezev Lezev Aparoshas Drochim, Vyoiv Shalmel Beyud, Ademikle Leasoro de Gamma Ilches. So the Ran says, Vyoiv Shalmel Beyasoro, Umitech Yoshibo Leisholim, Yagimel of Naisur. So that means that just 10 Jews in the street, they cannot be Matia, the Nidu. But it is effective to be making all of Naisur. But there is another pshat, that they themselves can be Matia, the Nidu. Oh, Rajbo. יש מי שפירש ויו אפשרנו בעשור עד ומיקל עשור לתון הלכסה יש מי שפירש כי שמחזיר לי עשור או שולים הוא תלי דוי הוא תלי דוי ויש מי שפירש דהוך הקומה ויתוגין אולוף ניסי לשולי זה מן היסורים עד שיזדמנו לו יעשור דתון הלכסה ויתירו לו יש נידוי אוף כדיני So that two pshatim. One pshat is that if he can't find 10 Jews who can teach others, who teach others, or who learn Hilcheses, Gemore, so then 10 other Jews can be Matar the Nidu. And the other pshat is, and that's the pshat of the Ran, that this is Miakiv, 10 Jews who learn Hilcheses. But 10 Jews who give him Sholem are not capable of being Matar the Nidu. But they can be making they can be making him in Aiso. They can be making him in Aiso. Now then, the Shiltes has another Girse, and it seems that the Rambam had that Girse. Several things that the Shilte says. But he says, "Vi vitzorach l'mitzrach at parse ileke ditoni afilu masim loyton vi ileke afilu b'asora b'alme vi ileke b'asora b'alme nofik l'shisarabi vi misre melei b'asora lishrele vi ileke afilu b'itlote my time rachme udike boyale." So the girsa of the shiltes is that he should look for 10 Jews who learn hilcheses, and if he can't find 10 Jews who learn hilcheses, so let him find 10 Jews bialme, and if he can't find 10 Jews bialme, let him go out in the street and find 10 Jews, and they should be money. And if he can't find 10 Jews, even in the street he can't find 10 Jews to be matter him, so let him find 3 Jews will be matter. So in other words, so as a last resort, even 3 Jews can be matter. That's it. That's another girsa. And the Rambam she thinks like that. The Rambam perikzaimlich samatira aloche. Haloche Yudveis. Mi shenidu b'chalei. Afil yoda minidu. Tzorech hasorob niyoda. Shesheinim haloche islaatire minidu. So afil yoda minidu. But to be minade, he was made a shliach. But b'chalei. But to be matanat. Vim loimotzo tereach achreyem ad parso. So that's this. We see, I mean, our Gemara doesn't even mention parso. So the Rambam had the shield as yours. Loi moto matirin loi apila asoro shesheinim mishin. So first of all, we see that the Rambam, and that's the girsa of the shield, is that it's not necessary he should get 10 Jews who teach others, even if they don't teach others. So even at the very outset, so he only has to get 10 Jews who learn hilcheses, not just mishnayos. But suppose he cannot find 10 Jews who can learn hilcheses, who learn hilcheses, but if you can find 10 Jews who learn mishnayos, so it is good enough. So that's the gear said, and the shulter says, "Vitzorach l'mitrach at parse, ileke ditone, afilu masnem veloiton, v'ileke afilu be'asor ba'om." But so what do you mean, afilu be'asor ba'om? That is not on the hilcheses. So what does it mean that l'chol apoches they learn mishnayos? Vileke beasor baum. If you can't get him 10 Jews to learn mishnayos regularly, so noficlish is a rabbi. The misrle maasor lishale. Any 10 Jews, even if they don't learn at all, they don't even learn mishnayos. Any 10 Jews. So loy motzo, loy motzo matirle afil asor shesheinim mishne. Loy motzo matirle asor sheyedim likris b'teil. Even if they can't read, nothing. So 10 Jews can be mattering. So even Shleish also. So that the girls have the shiltes. Alright. So the Rambam had the same girls. But the shiltes, at first I didn't mention the whole Rosh. So he says like this. Shilte. The evil man, the chose bechilme, the sparsha mechates. The Mishantele. So when you see that the Shiltes mentioned these alohes and Parsha Miketz. Why? Because Parsha Miketz deals with the Chalaimis, with Chalaimis. So we see that there are certain Chalaimis, not all Chalaimis, but there are certain Chalaimis that have a spark of Nivue. Now, Pare certainly was not a Novi, but a spark of Nivue that Chalaim had. So, and since this din of Nidu B'Chalaim Tzorch Shiyatirole is based upon the fact that Chaleim Echad Mishishim Bivuye Samemele, he mentions that in Parsha Mikitz. Because the Shield, the Iluman, the Chose Bechilme, the Mishantele, Tzorch Beyasor, the Tone Hilchese, the Shorle, Vafil Chose Le Shifra Oyebe, the Kot Bechal, the Oma Marzutre. Now then he says here something that seems very strange. The Oma Marzutre, the Hu, the Gmire Ovesumides. Vuhu digmire ovesumides. Now what does it mean? So he mentions in the name of Masutre that the hu digmire ovesumides. First of all, what does it mean, ovesumides? So the Nitziv says that Oves means he should be a Balminus. In other words, the Jews who have a matter him, Mandi Boyle Mevech Sida, the Gemara says, that Choftes in Bobakame, Likai Milad Oves, because Oves, Pirke Oves, so discusses ethics, Midas. So in other words, the Jews who are capable of being Matia, the Nidu should be Gmire in Oves, in other words, they should be real Balmides. What does it mean, Mides? So if he said, who did Mira be Mides? He didn't say Oves. Okay, so we'd say that Mides means Mides. But he says, who did Mira Oves who Mides? So we cannot say that Mides means Mides, because that's Oves. So what is the who did Mira Oves who Mides? So So one could say that the pshat, that they both refer to the same thing. In other words, he has to be a Boki in Midas. In Midas Tevis, that's a parasha b'fnei atzma. A Midas Tevis. So in other words, in order to be a real Balmides, of course he has to be a Balmides, he has to have a good character. But one cannot cultivate a good character if he doesn't know, if he doesn't learn Miseches Oves. So he cannot... He cannot be a real Balmides by studying Aristotle's ethics. He cannot be a real Balmides. So in order to be Balmides, even if he has the disposition towards being a Balmides, so he has to be well versed in Miseches Oves, because Miseches Oves mentions the foundation, the Yesedes of Mides, but just studying Miseches Oves by itself is not enough. He has to elaborate. I mean, and he has to do research in the halachas of Mides. It's not such a simple halacha of Mides. So that's what he means. Vudig mira oves Mides. But the Nitziv is another pshat. Vudig mira oves means Miseches Oves. That means Mides. And I manly boil the mevach sidei likayim miladovus. And umides means midas shakel mitrashes bet. So in other words, the Shiltes is saying that lechatchila you should try to get not only Jews, 10 Jews who are boki, who learn halachas regularly, but 10 Jews who learn halachas regularly and who are even boki in the klolim of the midas shakel mitrashes bet. I mean, this is a field by itself. Someone might be a big lamb, but he's not well versed in the clothing of Midas Shatir and Reshes Ben. So lechatchile, he should look for 10 Jews who are on the highest level. So in other words, Tanei Hilchase and Big Balamides, and also they are boki in the haloches, in the clothing of Teirah Shebaal Peh. I mean, Rabbi Nishim Shemikunin wrote a whole Sefer Akrisus, and that Sefer discusses the clothing. The clothing of the Midi Shatir and Reshet Ben, Xereshobek, Halvachemer, Hekesh, I mean, all these things. So this is what it means. Vuhudik Miras Oves Midas. Now then, he says, the Oma Mazutre. So some say that the Shiltes and another Gils in the Gemara. Now, in our Gemara, Mazutre is not even mentioned here. Oma Rav Yisif, Nidu, Bachalim, Tzor, Yuzni, Odom Latir. So some say that the Shiltes said another girls, Oma Mazutre, Vuhudik Mire, Oves Umides. But the Nitziv says, if the Shiltes had another girls, and according to the Shiltes girls, so in our Gemara it said, Oma Mazutre, Vuhudik Mire, Oves Umides. Now we see that the Rambam passed things like the Shiltes, because the Rambam mentions that if he can't find, even in the street, 10 Jews, to be matter him, so he can rely on the Hatorah of three Jews. Where did he get it? Obviously, from the Shiltes. So why doesn't the Rambam mention also Oma Mazutre who did Mira Oves Umides? And if he did not accept the Shiltes Girsay, how is it that he accepted the Shiltes Girsay in regard? So, Vileke Asola Afilu Blitlote, my time Racha Mirudike Boyale, Racha Mirudike Boyale. So obviously the Rambam did have the Shiltes Girsay. So why doesn't he mention who did Mira Oves Umides? That lechatchila you should try to find Jews who are not only learn regularly halachas, but who are working in oves and midas. Oves and midas. So the Tziv says that the Omar Masutre, it's not a Gersa in the Gemara, but it means Rav Sutre Goen. The Omar Masutre just mentions what Masutre Goen said. So that was Masutre Goen's own chidush. Masutre Goen lived before the Shildes, before Rav Achoy Goen. So Mimele, so he says that Omar Masutre, who did we always miss? Where did Masutre get it at? So since the Gemara says that Lechatchila you should try to get Rialondim that the Tony Hilcha say, so Mimele he said Lechatchila if possible he should get not just someone who learns Hilcha says, but someone who is a big Balmides, an unusual Balmides, and who is bucking in the clothing of the Midesh Atirnas. All right, but the Rambam doesn't pass him. He doesn't agree with Masutre Goen's sheep. All right. Now, according to the Rishayim, who say that if he can't find 10 Jews who learn aloches, or even 10 Jews who learn Mishnayos, or who learn Mikro, so then he should go out in the street and get 10 Jews, any 10 Jews, and they can be matter him. They can be matter him. So why? Rachma Udiboy Alei. Rachma Udiboy Alei. So the question is, what does it mean, Rachma Udiboy Alei? So according to the Ram, it means that in order to be matir the nidu, then you require 10 Jews who learn Luchasis. But just 10 Jews, they cannot be matir the nidu. But the effect of 10 Jews who give him sholem is to be making a laisur. But according to the Rambam and the Shiltes, the 10 Jews and even 3 Jews can be matir. Can be matir. And why? Because rachamimu de boyale. So what's the pshat in rachamimu de boyale? You have to understand it. If we say that it's only to be making all of Naisurim until he finds 10 Jews who are making all of, who will be matter, we understand. So any 10 Jews, the giving of Sholem, so of any 10 Jews can be making Naisur. But if the purpose is that these 10 Jews or 3 Jews should be mattering, so why does the Gemara say rachamim u'dibayalei? It's not a question of rachamim, it's a question of being matter the needle. Now, in the Rambam, obviously had the Shiltes Gersa, that the reason as to why it is all right, any 10 Jews or even 3 Jews, if we can't get 10 Jews who are on a special matrei, so they can be matter because rachamim u'dibayalei. It's not a question of rachamim. They are matter. Now, we saw that there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivet. According to the Rambam, so every nidu includes shamte. Shamte means cloth. The lotion of shamte is cloth. According to the Raivet, so there can be a nidu without cloth. There can be a nidu without cloth. And there can be a nidu with cloth. That's the Raivet shite. But we saw that Rashi shite, I mean the Meforash shite, are two separate things. So Rashi the Meforesh also holds that Shamte and Nidu are two separate things. But there is one big difference. According to the Raivet, Shamte represents the element of Klolet, and Nidu the element of isolation. But there can be Nidu isolation without Klolet, but there cannot be Klolet without isolation. So Shamte is more than Nidu, because Shamte includes the element of Klole over and above the element of Nidu. But according to the Raivet, it couldn't have the element of Klole without the element of isolation. But Rashi Shite, since Rashi says, Shamte Nikol Kach Nidu, so the Rashi Shite is, no, that that shamte is one thing and nidu is something else, but that would be shamte without nidu. And then it has only the element of klole. Then it has only the element of klole. So what will it involve then? I mean, it's not just klole. It has certain meaning. Now, so Rashi will have to agree with the sheet of the Raivet, as we said, Afkes Amidala. Because the Raivet mentions a Raye, that Ishtei, Kigufei, and the wife of the Menude is allowed to mingle with the husband who is in Nidu. And the Raye of the Raivet is from the Gemara, the Abaye of the Gemara, where the Menude Mao Bitati Shamito, whether he's Muta or not. Now, if we are going to assume that even the wife is not allowed to be in the Dalai Damas of the husband who is Minude, so how can there be Shaila Minude Ma'udash Mishamito? So that's the Raya, that the wife is Muta to be in the Dalai Damas of the husband, even though the husband is in Nido. But the Shaila is, maybe because of the Dine Aveles of the Minude, so the Minude is also Mitash Mishamito. And the Ram refutes that Raya. He says that the Abaye of the Gemara, Menude Ma'udash Mishamito, can be visualized in connection with Menude Le'acheresh and Menude Le'ire. So we discussed it. We see that why does the Raivet consider that as a Raya Mechachas? The answer is because the Raivet holds in the case of Menude Le'acheresh, Sheim Menude Le'ire, so that Nidu is not on the basis of Ma'is Avere. If it had been on the basis of Ma'is Avere, it should have been of a Menude to everybody, to the Bnei Yid Ne'ire too. So this is a schus. So like Menude Le'talmid, a Menude Le'rabbe. Why? Because, so Rashi says, where the Talmid was not Minadihim L'shem Shemayim, but to enforce cover to himself. So maybe it's not for the Ma'is Avere. So the Raivet Shita is in such a minute, whereas Minute L'Racheres, where the Nidu was executed as a schus to enforce respect for the Bnei Yair, so then he doesn't have to observe the Dine of Aveles. Because the Dine of Aveles emanate, now the Raivet Shita is that it's two separate things. There can be isolation, Nidu without Shamte, without Kole. So Memele, the Klole is an additional element that might be coupled with Nidu. So that's the Klole. So the Dinim of Aveles that the Minute has to observe, that emanates from the state of Klole in which Minute finds himself. So then when can Besden meet out the element of Klole Shamte as well? That is only if the Nidu is for the Ma'is Aver. So it's possible to be menadehim and to meet out just the element of isolation, not gole. So then it is nidu without shamte, and it's possible for Besden to meet out not just nidu, the element of isolation, but also the element of gole. But the dinim of aveles, the isurim that are incumbent upon the neighbors of the menude, emanate from the element of isolation. The Isa that is incumbent upon everyone of standing in the Ladamas of Nidu, that emanates from the status of isolation of Nidu. But the Chiyuv Aveles, that the Nidu himself has to realize, to abstain from Rechitze, to abstain from Nilas HaSandal, to abstain from Tashu Shamito, if Tashu Shamito is one of the things that a Nidu has to observe, so that emanates from the element of cloth, according to the Raivet. So Memele, the Raivet couldn't apply the Abaye of the Gemara Nidu Mahu Tashu Shamito in connection with the Nidu L'Racheres, because the Nidu L'Racheres has only the element of Nidu, of isolation, it's only as his chus, not the element of cloth. Masha'ink in the Ran, the Ram does visualize the Abaye of the Gemara of Minude Ma'udash Shamito in connection with Minude Acheres, so he holds that even the Chiyuv Aveles can emanate from the element of isolation, not Dafke, from the element of Klole. Now, so Mimele, according to Rashi the Meforesh, who says Shamte Ini Kol Kach Kenidu. So that means that there can be a shamte without isolation. So it will just have klole. So what will be the practical effect of this shamte that is not coupled with nidu. In other words, the people around him, his neighbors, will be allowed to mingle with him, but the minute himself will have to observe aveles. So the pshat in the Rambam, I mean the pshat, even though I mean we are encountering a certain difficulty in connection to Shiras Rambam, but those Rishonim who say that even if he can't find 10 Jews who learn Hilchase, just 10 Jews from the street, and even 3 Jews from the street, they can be matir. And why? Because Rachma with the boy alay. So the question is, what's the meaning of Rachma with the boy alay? Monefshech, if we need a 10 Jews to learn Hilchase in order to be matir, so what effect is the fact that Rachma with the boy alay? The answer is that according to them, the nidu b'chaleim is only effective in regard to the element of glory. The nidu b'chaleim is not effective in regard to the element of isolation. Now, the Ran has a shaile. V'tzorichim b'mi shenidu b'chaleim im tzorich linei b'chol tinei minude. So that is a suffix that he doesn't know. V'tzorichim b'mishen idu b'chalei mei im tzorich linik b'chol dinu minude. So as a suffix, whether nidu b'chalei has to observe the dinim of aveiros, whether he has to observe the dinim of aveiros, and or not. Now, if we say according to the alternative that he does not have to be neid b'chol dinu minude. He does not have to be naik behold in a minute. So what is the significance of nidu b'chalim tzorach hator? In other words, he doesn't have to refrain from rechitza sandal, from rechitzem, from nilas sandal, and all the things of aveles. So what is the actual significance of nidu b'chalim tzorach hator? And suppose he's not matir. So in other words, so one thing is sure to the Ran. That nidu b'chaleim, so his friends are not allowed to mingle with him until he is matir. He is matir than nidu. But without a Torah, so they're not allowed to stand in his aldamas. But maybe without a Torah, he's not allowed to stand in his aldamas, but at the same time, So he's not mechuyev to observe aveiros. That's one alternative. So what's the pshat? So then we have to say that even according to the Ran, that the Ran shite is that the bayo of the Gemara Menude Mal B'Tachmi Shamito can be visualized in connection with Minuda Liracheres. So the Rai Bechiti is Minuda Liracheres, so doesn't have to observe the Aveiros of a Minuda. But the Ran Shiti is that he has to observe. Why? Because it emanates from the Chaleis Dinidu. So it's not that the Ran Shiti is that the chiyuv aveiros of a minute has nothing to do with the element of glory. The Ran Shite is like the Rambam, that you cannot separate whenever Bezdin is minade person, so you cannot separate the element of glory from the element of installation. The two are inseparable from each other. In other words, unlike the Shite of the Raivet, that it's two separate elements, basically can be another the person, so that he would be isolated. But Klole, in a state of Klole, he will not be. So the Shita Rambam is, no, you cannot separate. But the Rambam also agrees. I mean, he has to say that, because the Gemara, according to the Rambam, so Nidu enchante the sign half, enchante is Klole. And Nidu, essentially, is Ruhu Yibodil Mikalagelo. So in other words, the two come together. One is inseparable from the other. Inseparable from the other. But why is there a chiyuv of aveilus incumbent upon the menude? Because every nidu involves the element of kole, because every nidu includes the element of shamte. So memele, since he's in the state of kole, so he has to be a normal. He has to observe aveilus. He has to observe aveilus. But even the Rambam and the Ran will agree that the chiyuv of aveilus, he emanates from the element of kole. But inasmuch as the Ran and the Rambam, they hold that the element of klole is inseparable from the element of isolation, so mele it doesn't make any difference why one is minude, whether he's minude for the maisavere, whether Bezin was minade him for the maisavere, or Bezin was minade him not for the maisavere, but the bnei oir as his chus aminade him, because al pidin there cannot be any nidu bidi odom with one element with not coupled with the other. But in final analysis, every nidu has two elements, two ingredients, isolation and klole. And the iser of mingling, the iser that is incumbent upon others to mingle with the menude, that emanates from the element of isolation. The chiyuvim of aveilus incumbent upon the menude himself, that emanates from the element of klole, final klole. But according to the Ravid, the two could be separated one from the other, and according to the Rambam and the Ran, not. But in the case, the Sofik in the Ran is, so, v'tzolchim b'mishen idu b'chaleimei, im tzolich linek b'chol dinei minude. B'chol dinei minude. So there is one alternative, that if someone is nidu b'chaleim, so it has significance only in regard to the chiyuvim that are incumbent upon others. In other words, that others are not allowed to mingle with him. But he himself does not have to observe aveilus. He himself does not have to observe aveilus. So why? Because the Ran Shita is that maybe the halacha of nidu b'chaleim tzorech haTorah applies only to the element of isolation and not to the element of klal. To the element of isolation, because of chaleim echot mishishim nivue, so memele he's considered to be yibodel mikal agelo, but he's not in the state of klal. In order to be in the state of klal, then Bezdin must pronounce the klal, but miatzme without Bezdin pronouncing the klole, so he cannot be in a state of klole. Instead of the klole. So memele, it will only have the element of isolation and not the element of klole. So memele, he will not be mechuyev to observe the din of aveilus. But the shita sarani is that one is inseparable from the other, so that doesn't present any difficulty. If the nidu takes effect by virtue of the fact that Bezdin pronounces the nidu, so then one cannot take effect without the other. But where he becomes a minude min hashamayim, because chaleim echad mishishim b'mvue, so then he could be a minude in regard to yibodel mikal agelo, to isolation, but not in regard to calling. This is the shita of the Ran. And the suffix in the Ran is whether the chachomim or misakein that nidu b'chaleim, he should have a din of a full minude, not only in regard to Yibodil Mikalagelo, but also in regard to Klole, or not, only in regard to Yibodil Mikalagelo. This is the Shita of the Ran. Masha'im Kein, the Shita of the Rambam, the Shiltes, even though the Rambam happens to be Chilik on the Ravid, and he too holds that the two elements, isolation and Klole, are inseparable one from the other, but he holds just the other way around. Nidou b'chaleim, so then he is only minude in regard to klal. So because of chaleim echad mishishim mivue, so he's in a state of klal. He's in a state of klal. This is the takonas chachonim. But he's not in a state of isolation. He's not. That's why we say that if he can't find 10 Jews who learn Hilcheses, so any 10 Jews from the street, or even 3, so can be matter the needle, because Rachma would deploy alay. In other words, all they have to do is to be mispalel for him, and to take off the klola in which he finds himself. Alright. Rabbi Nehavalei Nidra Litbisi Osa Likamid Ravashe Omalei Baal Mashe Yase Shliach Lecharot Asish. So the wife of Rabbi Nehavalei had a neder. So he came before Ravashe and he wanted to know whether the husband can become a Shliach Lecharot Asish. Omalei Yimich Mifinei Eloi Loi Shmam Neotlat Shmamino, if they are already assembled, fine. But to assemble them, not. Shmamino tlat. Shmamino bal nasi shliach lachot esishti. Ushmamino lishor li mishra nidre basra de rabbe. Ushmamino ki michnifin sham tshapet nome. Vishamte afilu basra de rabbe. Viyochit mumche shore shamte. Alright, now let's see the rabbe. Bal mashi yasi shliach lachot esishti. Rav Meishe b'maimin zahal sayur of the Vov Mishwe, Milche Shwez di davke b'baal hu di boilam mipne shabal ki ishte avol odom acheya pshitalon shene nasi shliach di tzorir she yaneida b'fnei amatir. So the shittes Rambam is that the whole abay of the Gemore is in connection with Baal, because ishte ki kufay, because there is aloha of ishte ki kufay, and ishte ki kufay manifests itself in a number of alochas. Some mele the abaye of the Gemara is so this was the abaye of Rabbine, whether two that one cannot appoint a shliach to be sheyel lechochem for his neder. That's the proposal according to Shittas Rambam. Why? Because so we see from this Gemara, from the Shittas Rambam, that a chochom or gimla deities can only be matir on the basis of shayla. In other words, suppose Bezdin, a chacham mumche or gimlet yekeis, know that Ruvain took a certain neder, and that Ruvain has charote on the neder, and he would appreciate if a Bezdin and the Bezdin knows that Ruvain, who has charote on the neder, would be very thankful to the Bezdin, if the Bezdin would be matter the neder. But he wasn't jailed the Bezdin, that Bezdin, he didn't apply to the Bezdin that the Bezdin should be matter the neder, neither in person nor via a letter. So then, according to everybody, Bezdin cannot be matter the neder, because that's true even according to Rabbi Shimshon, who says, Rabbi Shimshon Shite is that the neder can send a letter to Bezdin and ask Bezdin to be matter the neder because of Charote, because of Pesach. So it's only because there is an application, a request. There is a shaila, but the shaila is not presented to the Bezdin or to the Chocham Mumche, to the Yochid Mumche, ponim al ponim. But it is presented. So the shite of, so according to the Rambam, the shaila has to be presented ponim al ponim, but it cannot be presented via a letter. According to Rabbi Shimshon, so it can be presented, the request for Heter Chochem can be made via letter too. But suppose he didn't even send the letter to Bezdin, not to the Yochid Mumche. But the Bezdin knows anyway that Ruvain has Charote, and he would be very grateful to anybody for being Matir Neder. Then even Rabbi Shimshon will be made that Bezdin cannot be Matir, because Heter Chochem has to be based upon Shaila. Hanishal al Nidre. That's the Lashon HaGemara all the time. He has to be a Nisha. It's not that if he's not Nisha, so how does Bezdin know? No. It's a halacha of Shaila. This is Miyakim. The Shaila for Heter, there has to be an application, a petition, a request by the Neder that the Bezdin should be Matir the Neder. But without a petition, by a request, by the Neder that the Bezdin should be Matir the Neder, the Hatore of Bezdin is null and void. That's true according to everybody. But the Shittas Rambam is, in view of the fact that the Heter Chochem is based upon Shaila, so there must be, so the petition, the request, the Shaila, must be made ponim al ponim. And it cannot be made via a letter, b'tzav. And furthermore, you cannot even appoint a shliach, even though shluch shalodom can say, but this request is a personal thing that has to be made by the neidah, and the neidah has to appear in person before the chochem and ask for a pen. That so mele, anybody else certainly cannot be a shliach to present the request to Beis Din. But Rabbeinu's shy question was, maybe the husband, yes, because there is identity of personality between the husband and wife. So mainly it's considered, if the husband presents the request to Beis Din, it's considered as if the wife had presented the request. It's not, as a matter of fact, if we say like that, so it should be the other way around too. I mean, so just as the husband can present the request because ishti ki gufei, so because Baal ki ishti, so memele, suppose the husband was the neidah and the wife presents the husband's request, he should also be, because he's the same aloche, Baal ki ishti ki gufei. So Arav Reb Meishe b'may minzal seivak firi vav l'cheshwez di davki yabal u di boilam di shabal ki ishte avlo tamachab shi telon shi nas ishliya vitzor shay leida b'fnei amatirin. He has to be in person v'roche mucha b'vrushal v'firi knar v'amiro oso di garsin en oso ma'u lahat al di togemon nishmao me'ado rababe b'azutri savit mitagmune di rabi yechanen badi yitzed l'chachomo l'mishma soristin midubay imatir al di togemen. So there is a bay in Yerushalm whether an interpreter can be used. In other words, if the neidah appears before Beis Din, but let's say he doesn't speak the language of the Beis Din. The Beis Din speaks Lashon HaKodesh, he speaks English. So let's say the mitorgem, so the neidah mentions his request, ponim el ponim before Beis Din, but the Beis Din doesn't understand it. But there is someone who is used as a mitorgem, so even that is not bay in Yerushalm. So we see that there has to be a personal request by the neidah, and it was possible to argue that even if the neidah appears in person, but if the Beis Din doesn't understand it, and in order to understand it, they must hear the mitorgemen, that even that is a chisson in the shaila, the personal request. So, mit bei im Material die Tug mich halt die Pfiel alle schliach im Material, war viel in meine Maskino, der die Tug mein Schore darf getogen men, mich in die Baladova name Tamon koi, so ja aus stands der. Aber die schliach loy, hin ka hoch bi bau darf du die boy. Dai lo, u Maskino, da viel bi bau in nicht für nei, loy mich nicht loy. Da aber darf die stecke gufe, loy kilo gab bi bau, el hege de mich nicht. Aber die Nichnefe lechatchile gaboi loi kim di machwarte di milz ish anei de ratmishom so ish it is a rav remeshe me maimizal. So in other words, so that we see that midraise we certainly say on account of ishtiki gufei, so a request by the husband is considered like the request by the wife, but midrabonon lechatchile not. So when did the Chachomim apply that lechatchile? Only if he didn't gather them yet, but if they are already gathered, if he happens to find them, so then the Chachomim didn't require them. Yes, what is it?
What if this halacha applies to the Baal, who's the one who wants the harata, or it's just that he's the shliach that Isha's request?
No, I mean the Baal cannot have harata for the wife. As far as that is concerned, as far as Harote is concerned, we certainly cannot apply Ishte ki gufei Baal ki Ishte, that the Harote of the Baal for the neder taken by the wife is considered like Harote by the wife. There, of course, it goes without saying that the wife herself must have the Harote, but the wife cannot appear before the Chochem. So she is sending her husband. So because of Ishte ki gufei, we say that the Shaila is made in person. But as far as the Harote, of course, the Harote has to be by the neder himself, not by the neder herself, not by the husband. Aval b'teis v'spir shebehefech v'yomu adarabe gabiyin ishdal mepshitalon sheyoch lasi shliach. So it's not the teis v'si ischelik and teis v'si holds that there is no prerequisite of shailet by the person. Teis also agrees there is such a prerequisite, but Teis holds, in view of the fact there is a haloche of shluchi shalodom kemei say, so the shailet can be realized through a shliach. So anyone other than the husband certainly can do it. But so because of shluchi shalodom kemei say, but by the husband, there is a possibility maybe he will not present the shayla objectively because he's a husband. So that's the shayla. Aber das ist Pirsche Behefer, wir haben gerade gerade gewinnt, ich sage, wir haben auch was ich schlich. Wir haben bald darf du die Beulon, wir sind die Chaschina, die mit dir, die nicht riecht, die Koschen, aber Jesif mit Eite Becharotos, he will not be completely objective. Und Maskinon, die mich mit Finein, wie loi loi, loi. Weil eine Teine, die mich mit Finein, wenn wir es mit dir, die mir sehen, loi Chaschina, die mir mit dir, die mir aber die loi mich mit Finein, kim die Getarte, Chodesh im Dorero Koschen erzlei, wei die Torach, Chaschina. Aber bin ich auch hinne, kim die Lich beslei, ich schore, ich loi, leckle meichas. So there, in Ishachine will certainly be objective. So Mimele, he's certainly can appoint the Shliach. Not because Teisves holds that there is no prerequisite of Shaile, but just the best has to know, the Chochem has to know that the Neder has Charote. No, Teisves also agrees there is a prerequisite of Shaile. But according to Teisves, we can apply the Aloch of Shluch Hashori to Meise. So when the Shaile is made by the Shliach, so it's considered as if the Shaile was made by the Neder himself. וכוס הפית רב נשים שם זהו, ששולח עוד המחרות הנדרי בכסב לבז, והם עתיר לי, לפי שסיבר הרב, שאפילו בלא ידיע סנדר יוכל החוכם להתיר. כאילו, now, so he says, אפילו בלא ידיע סנדר, but it doesn't mean that there is no element of Shaila. What the Ran says, according to Rav Nishimshin, he means, even though the Neder at the time when Bezni is Matia, doesn't know that at this moment Bezni is Natia. Because they sent a letter, so they don't know when Bezni will open up a letter, when Bezni will act on it. So there is a Shaila, but there is no idea at the time when the Chochom is Matia or that the Chochom is Matia. But the Ran doesn't mean that according to Rav Nishimshin, so a Chochom can be Matia, even though the Neder didn't ask and the Neder doesn't know anything about it. That not, because everybody agrees there is an element of Shaila. Shafil lo yidiyas aneide yoch lachochem lahatia. Kim she yidiyas aneide yom ischareit. And he was it. The hatoras chochem areik haforas bal. Vitanyi bisevidushin ish ha'afirom v'adishem yitlach lo v'amea kosof midabir b'ishu shenod rabinozir v'ishom obaylo v'heifelo v'hilo yodo v'lemotzinu chiluk ben haforas bal hatoras chochem abolosh. So of course, somebody could be an action and say that from this Loshen it's mashma that according to Rabbi Nishimshen, there is no prerequisite of Shaila. It's only, the Chocham only has to know that the Neder is Mischareit, but there are many rayas from the Gemara that there is a prerequisite of Shaila. So what he means, he means it's not necessary. The analogy between Baal and Chochem is that it's just as in the case of Baal. So the Isha must not be present when the Baal is made there. So in the case of Chochem, the Neder does not have to be present when the Chochem is Matia. But there is one fundamental difference, because a Baal can be Matia even against the consent of the Isha. So there is no prerequisite of Shaila. Mashe'in came by Chochem, there is a prerequisite of Shaila. Shmamino loyale le mishnah nidre ba'asra de rabbi. Loyale. In other words, it cannot be done. Eine nire, kelema, shi loike, rabbin atzme yo yamata nedreisht. So how do we know that ba'asra de rabbi, it's not proper to be mater and neider? It's inconsistent with the aloche of mirror aprok and mirror shamayim? Because if it had been proper for a chochem to be matia, even Basra the Rabbi, so why did Rabbin have to go to Rav Ashi? He could himself was a yochid mumche, so he could be matia. So, v'im teima aveich emovid motze ovid ochem. V'atnam misachs nigoyim kolan goyim odem roya chutz mili atzmei. Rav Meir emar afloinit v'kreivov. Kolan dorim chod matia chutz mili atzmei. Rav Yudah emar afloinit reishtei. Shebeino lebin achirim. So because Beinol bin Atzmei, so then on the score of Baal he could be matered. But Beinol bin Achirim and not in the Nefesh, so then on the score of Baal he couldn't be made fear. And the Zichochem, so in the capacity of Zichochem, so a husband could not be matir the Nidorim of his wife. So how does the Gemara deduce from this that it's Osea to be matir? Bimokim Rabbi, maybe it's not Osea. The reason is why Rabbin had to resort to the Heter by Rav Ashi, because he was the husband, so he couldn't be Matia. and umucha b'roshama lochet from yude yesh leima dafil hoche badachtin ave moti shore ilav mishum yitka de rabbi de hotnan b'miseches pcheire is ala pcheire is odom reya chutz m'pcheire satzmei vafil hoche amrin el hosom de mistari fu im shnei adietis kitan yinon kitaikinon b'seif perik at kamo ilo imi b'chadom imehemen elo b'tlode umichshine ala badachin eshom so one motion in the rami is that even though the aloch is like Rabbi Yehuda and the Kori Rabbi Yehuda, a Baal, the Baal himself cannot be matir the nederishte b'teras chochem, so that's only b'teras yochid mumchei cannot be matir, but b'teras one of Gimel Adyeteis, since there are others who join him, then he can be mitzurev to be matir as a member of Ibezdin, the nidogim of Ishtei. That's one question. So the raya is that b'mokim rabbi cannot be matir even as one of three b'mokim rabbi, because if one could be matir b'mokim rabbi, so he could join to him two other chachamim and they could be matir the neder ishtei. Why did he have to go to Ravash? So it's a raya that also alehatir neder b'mokim rabbi. But then there's another rosh. So according to the first rosh, a chochem cannot be matir the nidre ishtei b'tiras yochid mumche, but b'tiras gimel adyeites he can with two others. The second loshen is no. Vafil utimtzalei madoche shani. Mishum di ishtei kigufei vafil istorufe name lo mitzarei da havelei kenei da ratznei. And the second loshen holds no. That even as one of three, he cannot be mitzurev to be matir. The neder ishtei is one of three, just as one cannot be mitzurev to be matir is on neder. Suppose that the neder himself is a bit chochem. So he certainly could not himself be matir, b'tiras yochid mumche, not even together with two others. So memele, the second lashon holds that because of baal ki ishtei, ishtei kigufei, so he couldn't even be mitzurev to two others. So then the question is, so how do we know that it's also to be matir b'mokim rabbi? The answer is, if it hadn't been also, he could have gotten three others to be matir. Right. So the question is, if he hadn't been also, אלעי דדום עד אליהו למשכן נדרה בעשר דרבי, כלומר דגבי שמתה שורש, והיוך את מומחה דשורש שמתה. So there is a מחלק על רשאים. Some רשאים say that יוך את מומחה has to be somewhat after. So ממילא בזמן הזה we don't have סמוכים, so there is no יוך את מומחה. So even the Rambam himself couldn't be matter. He has to be somewhat. And, but some רשאים say no. He doesn't have to be somewhat. Only a chocham muvek. What's a chocham muvek? Chocham muvek means, all right. So he says, we'll soon see. Ikemandoma, v'ayochid mumche d'shor b'shamte. Ikemandoma davke somuch. V'loy nihir. That's the Ramban shite is only somuch. But the Ramban shite is not the davke somuch. V'loy nihir. Elo kol shehu chocham u'muvek u'boki b'hilches nidori. אף על פי שאין לי סמוך, שורן נדרי, וישמתי, לגבי תורס נדורים לא יקוסו בפרשה אליהים, דמשמע סמוכי, אל ראשי מטיס. והיינה, because when the Torah says אליהים, that means סמוכי די, וניגש בעל הבית על אליהים. But here, the Torah says ראשי המטיס, he doesn't say אליהים, so even if he's not סמוך, והיינה דאמרינום בירושלמי אומר רבונו רבונה שור נדרה ביוחיד אומר רבונה רשמתיס ורבונה לאף סמוכה ואפילו אוכל שור נדרה ביוחיד. I mean, that's the best try. If you want to know which amere was a סמוך or which amere was not a סמוך, so if he's referred to as רב, not as רבי, so that means that he was not a סמוך. It's רבי יחן and רב יהודה, רב אשר. Why not רבי? Why not Rabbi Yehuda? There is Rabbi Yehuda, the Tane, because he's a Samich, but the Ameire was in Bovel, and he's Samich in Bovel, so he is called Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Eichanan, Rabbi Hanine, Rabbi Eishe, because they were Smuchim, but the Chachomim in Bovel, generally, so were not Smuchim, except if he became Samuch in Eretz Yisrael, and then, And then he went to Bavel like Rav. So they are called Rav, not Rabbi. So since he's called Rav Hune, that means he was not a Samuch. And so how could he be Matan Nidori? ורעבון אליו סומך, ואפילו אוכל שאולי נדרה ביוחד. וכנע ממוחה בבחירה לפרק סורה מקדושת. תאמרין, הוסום גיבו מתיר לספחיה במוקר של חוכם. ואמרין, חוכם כנימן, אומר רב נחמן גענו. ורב נחמן להווה סומך, אהו מקור שהוא רב מובוק. שאולי נדרה. Now, so, the lotion of the Rami is, כל שהוא חוכם מובק, הוא בוקר בהלכס נדורי. Now, so apparently, he must excel in הלכס נדורי. Over above his excellence, his proficiency in collateral. Because if he would have to have the same excellence and pkias and ideas in collateral as Nidorim, so why does he say, Chochem Muvek Uboki Bilchas Nidorim? So what is it? So it's not just Boki Bilchas Nidorim, Boki Bilchas Nidorim. He spells out Boki Bilchas Nidorim. So, but he has to be Chochem Muvek also. So if you go over the Perush HaMishneh in Preiris, there he doesn't discuss Hetanidorim, there he discusses Hetapreiris, but you'll see that the Rambam has two types of Talmud Chachamim. One Talmud Chachem is who has Yediyah Shitris in Kolat Erekule, and in Mon Misechte he knows Torah. I mean that there isn't a Shaila that he cannot pass in Mon Misechte. And in the other Misechte he has Yediyah Shitris. And then there is another madrigal of Talmid Chochem who has a idea brure in Kol Shas. So apparently, the Ram here, when he says, Kol Shehu Chochem Muvek, so what does he mean? He has to have a idea shitris in Kol Atere Kule, u boki bilches Nidorim. But in Ilches Nidorim, he has to know so thoroughly, there shouldn't even be a shaira that he wouldn't know. So this kind of Yochid Mumche can be Matan Nidorim. All right. So, wie kann man da mal die reiche die gimme die das matirnes aneder im mocke sche mumche und am matirnes aneder im mocke sche mumche die nid name neder und da am rinom wie sitter da mit ses beuf der blesser hu tar aneder und nid name neder mikre wir kein das am am sal für wochen gestammt hat now tasteless mentions here the shite of the rashba at the end here and chesom beis towards the end the sixth line from the end of the Omid, that Rashbam had a different gears. Lochei nirel Rashbam, the Gora Socha, Rabbine haveli nidu litbise. Pirush not haveli nidre litbisu, but the Rashbam's gears was haveli nidu litbise. Pirush elidu b'chaleim, for iso boi shalove libeznu lifni ravashe lahatelo. Vigora smau shi yase shliach liishni lahatel nidu, mid midame li nidu b'fonov, the matirle li b'fonov, the b'fonov nidu, בחלאים או ידיל מאוד דחים שלו נדעו אלו בחלאים כי שלו היא בפונוב דומה הוא מתיר לי שלו לפונוב והיא של רבה שאם מחליפי העשור הוא מתיר לה לשליח שלו היא בפונוב די מסתיים מילסה כי אם שמוצא מזמונים וחונופים והיא לאף שלו מוצא מזמונים וחונופים והיא צורך לארזר אחריהם לא, פירי שלו יתיר על די שליח אבל ודאי על מנוד העצמי יעיל אפילו על די חיזו that is the Rashbam Shite is like Teisves and Rabbi Shimshen that Shaila can be made al Dishliach too. So Mimele he was bothered, why does Gimor have Nabaya in regard to Baal? So Teisves explains it on the basis because Baal is more Goruah than a stranger, because a stranger has no motive, you know, to change the facts, but a Baal is subjective, he's not objective. But Rashbam didn't like that pshat, because why should we appreciate a Baal that is not going to be objective, especially a Baal like Rabbine? I mean, that's inconceivable. So Mimele, he rejected this girse, and he accepted the other girse. So Rabbine Havale Nidulit Bise, and the Shaila was Nidu Bachaleim. So the question is whether Nidu Bachaleim has the deen like Nidu Bifonov. So Mimele, so when Bezdin is matter the Nidu Bachaleim, she has to be present, or Nidu Bachaleim does not have a din of Bifonov. So the answer was, it all depends. If it's Michnifin, so Shapedome. If it's Loi Michnifin, so Mimele, so the wife of Rabbine herself had to appear because of Nidu Bifonov in materially all the
Bye-bye. the Muslim called me to Shua. Can you go change my clothes? Can you give me some of that with a bar? Now let's see. Can you go show me what the Muslim called me to Shua? Half must listen now with the Ushi Yodis. If I should be born to Hakama, you know my community to show you my way. Well, you know the way to come out. How do you know? בחייב מה מהכיוון לשאול מולי חייב קור so according to the Ram the Pshat in the Mishni is more and more קטן this different individual items not connected not only the Mishni discusses several cases one case is when he says can you show me my way when he means it on the phone so then it's not a Muslim. A second case is if he says, can you say, Rishon Malai? So the Ram says, even though the Malai doesn't spell out, only the Behemim Nachas will come. So call me, and according to the Ram, call me is called Mamish, not Kinamis, where he is Matfis, the Kikar in Kor, but called Mamish. And the third case is, the first, the Chayim Ram, the Chayim Ram, can you show me that? כדידי שאול ממנו, שאולי לכם והוא יוקי כך מלאכליתם הרי ישור שמלכם הוא מחי בכל העם כי הוא אמר כדידי ראשון שהראשון דעתו מידה בכל העם ומפני שהם באו לעסס כאל כל מידה ראשון שהראשון ימהים על סדום הכי נזו so it becomes a ram, it's mula mula katani mula mula katani and according to Tesis it's also mula mula katani and according to Rosh it's also mula mula katani but according to Rashi the before Rosh so it's not mula mula katani now let's see how Rashi explains it kinidra rishayim kinshayim kikya munas nikona viroma kinidra rishayim mashma the eise kikya you're all of kinidra rishayim וחיבי ליום הרוחה נודה ונוזר וקום משמיר all the three together, it's not individual cases but all the three together ונוכל מחייב מזירס וקום משמיר וחייב מה וקום משמיר נדאר קום של ראשון הוא שנאים במזירס ובקום ונשבור והי גמר כמידה ראשון הוא